Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Think about your pattern. Think about what he thinks about you. That's why I tell people, and I preached on it a few Sundays ago, maybe even a few months ago now, but I talked about ask God what he thinks about you. See, a lot of people, they're afraid. They're cowards because they know they messed up, and they don't really want to hear what Jehovah has to say about them. But I said, how can I get better unless I know? See, a lot of us, we like to think, oh, he thinks only good things about me. Yes, he does, but he also thinks the truth about you as well. The truth can be a good thing. The truth, everybody thinks, oh, he has thoughts of good, not evil. Just because you have a thought of how you, maybe God thinks of you as reckless, irresponsible, that's not evil. That's a good thought because he's being honest with you, and he's letting you know in areas of which you can improve to have more favor. So I ask God, what good things are you thinking towards me? Explain to me. Show me. Tell me my name. What is it that you call me? And the Lord gave me exactly my name. He gave me a dream, and he showed me, and he yelled it out to me. He let me know. He said, you are relentless. I said, wow. I knew what the word was, but I still looked it up, and I said, wow, God thinks of me as relentless. I keep going. I don't back down. You will never catch me taking an L and becoming depressed over it. I will always push forward. God can use somebody like that. That's someone with
commitment.
Because when I dedicated my life to the Lord and I said, Lord, please become the Savior of my life. I want to reign in heaven with you, but I understand until my number is called, I got work to do down here. I'm not going back into sin. I meant what I said. You will have temptation. You will have those not-so-good moments. You will feel blah about yourself or about other people, but it's important. That's why I stay focused. I get a lot of people, mainly women, who come to me and say, you know, this person in my job is talking about me, and they just get on my nerve, or my family member, or my mother, or my husband, and da-da. I said, listen, you got to be so focused on how you are dedicated to God that all these other things that happen, you really don't care. Don't mean you don't love them. It just means you don't care about the foolishness. The Bible talks about how you give no attention to foolishness. You don't entertain foolishness. If people got something they're trying to vex you and irritate you, you know that you have to stay integral to your promise to God about how you're on an assignment on that job, how you're there. God blessed you with that job. Stay on your task. Make sure your deadlines are due. Make sure your projects are due. If you don't have enough If you don't have enough work to do on your job, then you need to talk to your boss. If you find yourself being so distracted by your employer, you need to talk to your boss and say, boss, give me more projects to do because now I'm not busy enough. My mind is wandering to about what the naysayers are saying. You have to be so busy and so focused and so committed to the blessings and the thankfulness and the gratitude of what he's given you that you are a good steward over every single thing in your life. You don't have time for foolishness. He blessed you with kids. Make sure your kids' hair is washed and done. He blessed you with a house. Make sure your house is vacuumed and clean. He blessed you with a spouse. Make sure you are tending to your spouse's needs. When you get so busy and you have a character of integrity in every area of your life, I'm telling you the true people of God, he will bless you more and more in abundance because he looks at how you are a good steward over the small before he makes you a ruler over many. You want God to give you a better job. You want God to give you a better paying job. You want God to give you higher pay. You desire a corner office. God is saying, but how are you handling in that little cubicle? Half the time you eating at the cubicle. You barely want to work. You are late on your deadline. If I can't trust you just being a customer service representative, how in the world would I elevate you and make you somebody that has a title so that you can just take advantage of the company's money? You say, well, God, I don't want to get a promotion. I want to be my own boss. God said, okay, that's cool. But before I give you your own money to be a good steward of, I want to see how you handle other people's money. How are you handling your current job working for somebody else before I give you your own? This is about being integral in every He examines us. People don't understand it. That's what I look for. I'm not impressed by your gift. You could prophesy every last four digits of the cards I have in my wallet. And I would say, okay, good job. But I'm not impressed by your gifts. You can sing better than Whitney Houston and Beyonce combined. I'm not impressed with that. What I am impressed with is your character. What I am impressed with is your passion to obtain higher quality of living, higher quality of being as a human being existing in this world. What is your passion for obtaining the truth and being a person of your word? That's what gets my attention. There have been people who have been with me for years, but I tell you, they still stuck in a big old merry-go-round. And they live. They see us live. They see us teach it. But they did one big circle. They started off almost being a janitor. Now 5 years later, going back to being a janitor. We gave them the keys to success. We say, you can come up out of that janitorial position. That's a blessing. God gave you that, but God has more in your life. All you need to do is X, Y, and Z. I'm going to do it. Okay, just give me the instructions, and I'll follow it. They did good for a little bit. I said, yeah, it's important. I warned them. We warned them. There are trials coming your way because it wants to knock the integrity out of you. Because once the integrity is gone out of you, it stops the flow of currency of favor. Sure enough, trials came. They didn't listen, and now they're right back where they are. God took them to the mountaintop, relocated them to a beautiful area, gave them a good paying, I want to say probably a $10 an hour increase in their pay. But because of lack of integrity and staying truthful to God and even truthful to the deliverer that God sent them, now their life is turned right back where it started, at the bottom. What a waste of 5 years of your life. Integrity is so important. People have to speak well of you. Now, there's going to be haters. That's already given. But if somebody had to inquire about you, what would they say? How do you want to be remembered by? Do you want to be remembered by, ooh, don't talk to them any kind of way. They were straight up fast out. Ooh, she got a mouth on her. She got an attitude. Do you really think that's cute? Because you want to be known as somebody not to play with? Or do you want to be known as somebody, man, that's a good person. Whatever they say they're going to do, they're going to do it. And if something changed, they are in good communication with you. They sure enough will let you know if something happened. I love somebody to talk good about me, but not because they made it up, but because my fruit has proved it. Same like Ruth. A lot of people say, I want my Boaz. Well, I say, you got to be like Ruth was. Ruth was busy and focused, tending to the needs of her mother-in-law, tending to the needs of her home, and people noticed her dedication in the field. Read the story. It's not too long of a book in the Bible, the book of Ruth. Boaz even inquired of some of the people. He said, who is this girl? Paraphrasing. Man, who is she? And people said, look, man, Boaz, this chick right here, she's been here since sunrise. She has not moved. She is steady. She's been gathering. She's a very hard worker. That impressed Boaz, because I guarantee Boaz was known for his big estate, and he was, known for his finances, and he was known for having riches and stuff. So he got a lot of, quote-unquote, gold diggers, a lot of women that just laughed and giggled at everything he did, trying to flirt with him. So he's not impressed with thirsty women, or as we call in today's term, thoughts. He's not impressed by that. So what impressed him was a hard-working woman that really wasn't giving him anything, any eye, any giggle, any wink in the first place. He was attracted to her integrity. Her integrity to say, mom-in-law, I'm going out. I'm going to bring back something, because the mom couldn't do it. She's up in age. He's like, wow, that's somebody that's focused. You want your husband? I tell people all the time, let them find you busy. Matter of fact, make them almost make it an effort to try and get your attention, because you're so busy doing something else. That's what my husband did. He had to find me. He had to say, hold on, let me talk to you for a second, because I'm on my way to Sunday school. I'm on my way doing this for the choir. I'm on my way singing the Lord's Prayer. I'm on my way doing Bible study. He's like, man, I got to get her attention somehow, because this girl is busy. Integral. It does flow into every area of your life if you want increase. People talk. They're going to talk good and bad. They talk about your weaknesses. They're going to talk about your strengths. They're going to talk about your failures, but they're also going to talk about your successes, your fears, and your potential. Whether you like it or not, people will form opinions about you. That's why we are so immune to it. People are going to talk. It comes with the territory of success. Get over it. You want to be successful in this life? Get used to having someone with the opposite opinion of how you want to be remembered. But it's important through all of that to stay integral and to maintain your focus. It is impossible to overestimate the influence of a good reputation. You've got to know that. You cannot overestimate the importance of a good reputation. Some of you all have promised people something. I don't care if it was as small as you were going to help your mom clean out her closet and you got too busy. Something as large as, Lord, I promised that I was going to do a 30-day fast. Whatever it was, some of you all have made some promises and you did not keep them, maybe even to us. We probably forgot about them, but God didn't. It's important in this new year, enter into repentance and say, God, one thing I want to be, since I'm made in the likeness and image of you, I want to hold your characteristics of integrity. Since this is something that you value, I want to value it in my life as well. I understand that I need to focus on my reputation. I need to focus my name. What good is my name? Okay, I may have a Mercedes. I may have gotten a $50,000 job or more. I may have all the luxuries, but if nobody trusts my name, what good is that?
My Lord.
We are the general. And as much as we love to talk to people, if we were known for scheming, if my husband was known for sexing young ladies, if I was known for touching women or even stepping out of my marriage and having sex with men, if we were known for scamming the people and lying to them and doing all types of things that you know and heard about in the news and may even know personally coming from your own background, then how in the world will we survive? Nobody would invite us to their church. Nobody would want to be associated with a same name. The only people you will attract is the other people who are known for the dirt and the sin that you're already currently doing. There's no way that people can believe the message that you have to preach about, especially if you're a leader and leaders in training on this line. If God has a message inside of you that he wants to bring forth to the world, it's important for you to have integrity, because the reason why when I talk and people listen is because I've given them no evidence of to disbelief in me, to even while I'm talking, think about all of my accusations that have gone forward, all of the things that have come to the light of the dark that I've done. So they have no distraction of that. So when I talk, they got to believe my message. They have to hear my language, because the enemy can't even populate in their minds the remembrance of the scams that I was involved in.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
So once
your integrity
is gone, I don't care if you even repent and God forgives you. Once it's gone in the public eye, it's so hard to get it back. You might get a few people to say, I believe in you, even though you messed up, even though you went to jail, even though you raped that little 16-year-old girl. But I guarantee it's going to be so hard to get back on that pulpit or get before people and start saying how you're a good person now. Because all they're going to do is look at the stained reputation that you have. Even if it's not even on a public scale, just in your own circle. Just within your person on the job, being before you and your coworkers, how do they think of you? What example? You know why? Because sometimes you are the only God that people see. We hear that all the time. It's a cliche. But if you haven't been integral, if you're always lying and saying, okay, I'm going to get this deadline due by such and such time, and you're always missing the deadline, or if you're saying, okay, coworker, I'm going to bring that from my house. You can use it. You can have it, but you always forget it. If you're always somebody talking to your loved one and promising them that you're going to take them out and have a girls' night out because they need it, they're on the brink of depression, but you get too busy and too tired, how do you always break your promises? It's small foxes that destroy the vine. A lot of us, we look for the big thing and say, God, at least I'm not a murderer. At least I'm not doing drugs. At least I'm not drinking. But God said, yeah, that's true, but it's the small foxes that destroy the vine. I look at the smallest things to determine how well I'll favor you.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.